Welcome to the Devon Dad Adventures podcast, a super occasional podcast chronicling life in Devon, England. Yes, hello and welcome to the next edition of this series where I basically try and make some sort of attempt to defend the man, the legend, the parenting myth that is the yellow guy known as Homer Simpson, all from a all inspired from a sermon that I listened to on a church YouTube page where one of the comments was not to be like Homer Simpson. Now, I have a terrible feeling that today is going to be less well produced than normal, in that I have a dishwasher running in the background. I've got no idea how that's going to affect anything, if that's going to come up in the final recording. It's ridiculously late, so I'm not really a fan of going back to test it or anything like that. Today it's No Disgrace Like Home, I think it is. Oh, let's change that. Again, really early episode. I've not skipped any yet. The chalk is I will not burp in class. Oh, excuse me, crikey. As I said, today's might be even worse producer than normal. Intro sequence. Now I'm running Disney Plus through the Amazon Fire Stick. I'm not really sure where the remote control is. So, today it's being controlled using the Amazon Fire TV remote app on the phone, the same phone that I'm recording this off. So again, that might impact things a little bit. I don't know. Let's turn that down a little bit more. So again, this is one of those episodes where they, I guess they're working out how everyone behaves at that little bit. And we have the opening with Bart and Lisa kind of squabbling. And Homer is working it out. And it seems like they're squabbling over who the other, how much the other one loves him more. Is that Homer's first burp in the TV show? And we have the entire family off with jelly and more jelly. All because the boss complimented the jelly desserts once without using the word bonehead in Simpsons direction. But, you know, the guy just likes to get to know his boss. And we have Burns being, you know, the evil employee he is. Wanting to, you know, I was going to say kill, but, you know, just fire people who, whose families aren't as useful. Useful? As well functioning as he probably wants. And it turns out that everyone else has brought jelly. But saying that, jelly with marshmallows does sound good. So Homer is on full time. Let's all behave, family. As far as everyone knows, we're a nice, normal family. He's off trying to focus on Bart and Lisa. But obviously, haven't quite worked out Lisa's characteristic yet. That, you know, Lisa... In the later shows, Lisa would be there trying to... be sensible. Do you love how, you know, TV's used to babysit the kids? That is somewhat accurate. A father-son sacrifice. Mandatory participation. That sounds terrifying. And all the mums are there drinking. And Marge is, well, enjoying the fruit punch. But, you know, while she is totally, totally drunk, she is totally talking up her family. A little alcohol in the punch. Right, massive lineup. Mr. Burns starts off the sack race. Bart's like, I'm not having any of this. I was like, no. Rugby tackles his son. Yeah, but, you know, it's to stop Burns from losing and probably save his job. Meanwhile, Marge and the mums are plastered. I'm not much of a drinker. You've chosen the perfect time to start. Yeah, so I appreciate that this whole podcast is meant to be about Homer Simpson and defending the chap. He is not normally this much of a voice of, well, anything sensible. Oh, and Homer's there, you know, overhearing a son and father having a special moment. And he's like, I want that. And, you know, his one attempt to try and replicate it backfires. But unfortunately, it sounds like, you know, the other family are actually that nice to each other. Which he realises with sadness, I guess. you know, looking on at his kids squabbling and wife about a vomit, whilst the other car has halos, angel wings, and are there driving up to heaven. And he blatantly has four little demons in his car. And he's off driving through the fiery pits of hell. As he looks on at the heavenly car, heavenly bound. So, this evening's fuel is, I should explain that during every one of these so far, I've taken a moment to talk about what it is I'm eating and what it is I'm drinking. Today it's powered by the Torre Loco, the Tinto Superior red wine from Audi. It's not, you know, the cheap Audi red wine, but it's probably the one grade up. It's alright, it's not, you know, it's somewhere just above Plonk. Unfortunately, I've sat here rambling on about red wine whilst we've had Homer encouraging his family to say grace before meal, even though it kind of, yeah, it kind of went wrong, and he ended up kind of bad mouthing his family to, you know, the guy upstairs. Was that for first don't have a cow? Crikey. And here we have the Simpsons acting proper creepy. Kind of creeping around other people's houses. Working out, you know, what other families are like. Kind of peering through their windows. Kind of talking up the benefits of eating together and having a conversation, even though that conversation is, "Father, I think there's someone in the bushes. Pass me the shotgun." You'd never get away with setting Simpsons in England with far less gun jokes. We've just been slagging off this last house just for it to turn out to be, well, their house. And here we have episode 3? Episode 4? Is this episode 4? Either way, they're back at mode. The cops are coming. And they're having a beer, looking for a family of peeping toms terrorizing the neighborhood. Food wise, it's another Audi special. It's a bit like, M&M's. Now we're still at Moe's, and he's there basically seeking family advice, seeking friendship advice, seeking relationship advice from his drunk mate. It goes wrong when his drunk mate insults his kids. As Homer comes to, he overhears an advert for family counselling on the TV. featuring a family of three shouting at each other to all shut up in turn. I'm fairly certain that looks like a typical Thursday night. Or, you know, Tuesday night. Telephone numbers 1-800-555-HUGS. Yep, yeah, he's quite right. The solution to life's problems is not found at the bottom of a beer glass. It's found on TV. And here we have Itchy and Scratchy. Oh, that is terrible character design. I mean, wow. I say character design, I mean, just occasionally, it's, you just see how badly it's drawn. You can tell it's something like 30 years before, you know, Disney came along with all this money. So he's there kind of saying, look, we're going to go counselling. It costs money. Let's break open kids' college fund. Turns out they don't really have much of a college fund. And the TV goes to the pawn shop. Which I think is like some sort of Americanism for second-hand shop. And he's got the money by selling off a TV, basically. Anyway, so we're here at the therapy centre, and you have lots of families just looking grumpy with each other. Receptionist asking how they're going to pay, because, you know, that's the important thing when it comes to counselling. And they're distracted by some sort of weird cross between the Simpsons and the Flintstones walking out of a counselling. In almost some sort of post-counselling bliss. So, exercise number one. We've got to draw the source of their fears, their anxieties, their unhappiness. Bart draws Homer. Lisa draws Homer. Marge draws Homer. Homer draws Oh, some sort of playing crash exploding thing. And it seems that, you know, they look at Homer as some sort of stern ogre figure. And, you know, and maybe Homer has some sort of rage issue. Deep cleansing breath. They've all got kind of big mallets now. With padded mallets. Cushioned mallets. And they're kind of whacking each other with these kind of cushions. Bart takes the padding off and whacks the counsellor. If it sounds like I'm kind of proud of a fictional cartoon boy for whacking a counsellor with a metal bar, I don't intend to be, but that's how it accidentally came out. Oh, here we go. We have the scene now where they are all hooked up to electrodes. They have the ability to shock each other. Can't remember what point it is. So, the idea is that when one of them hurts the other emotionally, you can hurt them back physically. But surely it just relies on them talking or something. Obviously it's going wrong. Because they all started. Even Maggie's getting in the act. Just hitting the buttons. Mindlessly. And the counselor's there going, "It's not the way to get healthy!" Causing the town to have blackouts. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Oh. Receptionist ran in. Interesting. He's unplugged it, and the first thing that they do is, well, Bart say something nice to his mum. Family bliss or double money back. So, there we have a way for Simpsons to earn money. Kind of works for me. So, if you are offering counselling, to which we either get bliss or double the money back, and if you're not unhappy with the idea of me lying about, you know, the whole bliss thing afterwards, and you're happy to give me double the money back, sounds good to me. Please feel free to get in touch. So obviously, what does The Simpsons do with double the money back? They go and get a new TV, walking off into the metaphorical sunset as a happy family to get their new TV. Now, as I said earlier, I'm running the remote control off the phone I'm recording this on, so I probably should say goodbye. Please subscribe. And catch you next time.